The Rome Apartment, The Italian Escape Book 1, written by Kerry Fisher and read by Emma Spurgeon-Hussey. Not for the first time, I marvelled at the universe's ability to balance out one person's gain with another person's loss. My daughter, Maddie, getting to Leeds University, versus my pain at waving goodbye to my only child, knowing that the next time I saw her, she'd have shifted away from me towards all the possibilities that glittered out there in the world. It was right and just, and a cause for celebration. But as I looked around her campus room, with its brand new duvet and the fish oil and multivitamins I'd optimistically lined up on the windowsill, I felt only loss. Bereft of the purpose that had driven me for 18 years, alongside a heartache so physical that I could see Meryl Streep singing, slipping through my fingers in my mind's eye. Maddie was peering over my shoulder into the corridor, twitching to cast off her parents and burst into the exciting melee of new people beyond. I hoped there'd be another lovely girl in her hall of residence, someone who'd make sure she went to the doctors if her tonsillitis flared up again, who'd want to share buying groceries, and who knew how to cook more than pasta. I hovered, straightening her pillows, knowing I had to go, yet feeling that I hadn't uttered the right words, the ones that would make her think, keep her safe without me. Joel made the break. He stepped forward, handing her £60 and saying, "That's emergency money for a taxi. Don't walk back from anywhere on your own late at night." They hugged while I thought my chest would burst from the effort of not crying. Joel nodded towards the door. "Come on, Beth, say your goodbyes, and we'll leave her to it." I wanted to run out into the hallway and grab one of the other kids and facilitate the introductions, so she wouldn't be sitting here on her own. I pulled her to me. "As soon as we've gone, you should go into the kitchen and get to know the others." "Mum, I'll be fine." That undid me, recognising that the little girl, who had to be peeled off me when she started reception, didn't need me. In fact, she looked for all the world, as though she couldn't wait to shake off who she was and where she'd come from. She was poised to experiment with new opinions and identities to create an entirely different human. One that would no doubt have views, clothing and drinking habits way beyond anything her stuffy old parents might deem acceptable. I blundered out of her room in an unseemly muddle, past a boy carrying his gym weights, and out into the fresh air. I turned the knife on myself by staring up at her window with the curtains that hung crookedly to see if she was waving. She wasn't. Tears poured out of me. I wanted Joel to take my hand and tell me that this would pass, that I wouldn't feel so hollow and redundant by tomorrow morning. I wanted him to tease me gently, make me giggle about getting in a state over something that was a good thing, a positive springboard for Maddie, rather than the funereal event I appeared to be turning it into. But he'd retreated into himself.